FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and if you're feeling a little lost in the jungle of self-discovery after climbing out of addiction recovery, well, buckle up, buttercup, because we're diving right into that today. Ever feel like your old identity is hanging around like a stubborn houseguest who refuses to leave? You know that feeling when you look in the mirror and just don't recognize the person staring back? That's totally normal after addiction recovery. We spend so much time focused on getting through the day, managing cravings, rebuilding our lives, that finding our true selves can feel like a side quest we haven't even started. But listen up, fam, because embracing your authentic self is essential for long-term recovery. It's not about becoming someone new, it's about peeling back all those layers of what others expect and rediscovering the awesome human you were always meant to be. So, what does it really mean to embrace your authentic self? Let's break it down. 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Ditch the labels. Remember that addiction recovery doesn't define who you are. You're not just a recovering addict or a former drug user. You are multifaceted, complex, and worthy of love and respect. Let go of labels that limit you and start seeing yourself as the amazing individual you truly are. 2. Reconnect with your values. What truly matters to you? Think about your passions, your beliefs, your dreams. When was the last time you pursued something just because it lit you up? Reconnecting with your values can help you make choices that align with who you want to be, not just what others expect of you. 3. Set healthy boundaries. This one is crucial, people. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Protect your time and space. Surround yourself with supportive people who uplift you, and don't be afraid to step away from situations that aren't serving you. 4. Embrace your vulnerabilities. Being authentic means being real, even when it's scary. Don't be afraid to show up as your whole self, the good, the bad, and the messy. Vulnerability is a sign of strength, not weakness, and it allows for deeper connections with yourself and others. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is hard, but so important. Be kind to yourself, especially when you stumble. Recovery isn't linear. There will be ups and downs. Remember that setbacks are a part of the journey, not a sign of failure. Celebrate your progress, big and small, and keep moving forward with grace and determination. Okay, real talk time. Let's say you've been feeling stuck in a rut, struggling to find joy in things you used to love. You try new hobbies, but nothing really clicks. You feel like you're just going through the motions, wearing a mask that hides your true self. That could be a sign that you're trying to please everyone else instead of honoring your own needs and desires. Imagine yourself as a musician who has lost their passion for playing music. They haven't touched an instrument in years because they feel like they are not good enough, or the pressure to perform perfectly is overwhelming. But deep down, there's still a fire within them that longs to create something beautiful. That musician needs to rediscover their love for music, not by striving for perfection, but by simply picking up an instrument and playing, even if it's just for themselves. They need to allow themselves to be messy, to experiment, and to explore different sounds without judgment. This is what embracing authenticity looks like, finding joy in the process, not just the outcome. So remember, your recovery journey isn't about reaching a destination, it's about exploring the path itself. It's about shedding those layers of insecurity and stepping into your power. You are capable of incredible things, and the world needs your unique gifts. Now go out there and shine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep this conversation going on social media. We're in this together, fam. Until next time, stay empowered and keep chasing those dopamine-free dreams.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.